Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. This morning's meditation, I'd like us to consider the idea or the concept of criticism or encouragement. Many years ago, when Trish and I first got married, we were sitting down over coffee in the morning, and she made a statement to me that, well, it was the first time I had ever experienced anything like it. She said, "You know, Ed, I love it when you wash my car." I thought to myself, hell, have I ever washed your car? What do you think that made me want to do? Maybe want to wash your car. Now, Trish could have said, "You know, Ed, I don't feel very loved because you never wash my car." Ask yourself the question, what would you have rather heard? I love it when you wash my car? Or I don't feel very loved because you never wash my car? One is an encouragement and one is a criticism. And you and I have an opportunity every single day of our lives to encourage or criticize other people's behavior. Stop and think about it. What are we talking about? Trish's car getting washed or not getting washed? Trish had the choice to make. Did she want to encourage me to wash her car? Yes. You know, there's a saying, people who are appreciated want to do more. And people who don't have a sense of appreciation ultimately do less. Let's take the rest of the time in this meditation and think about other people's behavior, especially the behavior that annoys us, that disturbs us, that we don't like, that we don't want to live with. How can we turn that into an encouragement? Stating the positive rather than the negative. Here are some examples. You come home late and you didn't call me and I was worried. I have two options. Why didn't you call me? I'm worried about you. Don't you think about me? Or, you know, I really love it when you call me when you're going to be late. Then I never have to worry about you. Here's another example. I hate it when you put me down in front of our friends. I'm embarrassed. I don't feel very loved. Or, I love it when you brag about me in front of our friends. Makes me feel very connected to you. Here's another example. Why do I always have to cook dinner? Versus, I love it when you cook dinner. The opportunities for us to encourage good behavior are limitless. Please, spend the rest of the time that we have together this morning and think about the way you can turn bad behavior into good behavior.